Welcome to the 5 Series, a series for teens and college students with the objective of reflecting over the 5 pillars of Islam in a really beautiful and concise manner and answering questions that we all have about our faith. To continue efforts like this, visit rootsdfw.org/sustainyouth and help us create more content just like this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us.
Alrighty. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, as-salatu was-salam ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum. Hope everyone's doing well. Welcome to the continuation of the 5 series that we do here at Roots for young Muslims, for teenagers. And alhamdulillah, we have been able to be, with the help of Allah, covering so much of the foundations of our religion, whether it be the belief in and of itself of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and then continuing on with the month of October with the Salah series, where we discuss the entire idea of your prayer, what goes behind it, what's the meaning of it, how do you perform it, and how do I know that I'm praying properly? How do I know that I'm actually engaging in my salah in a proper way that is pleasing to Allah, that will be accepted by Allah? And so now we have an amazing, amazing opportunity to do a series together called the Giving Series. And if you can tell, obviously, this is going to be kind of like a pattern series where we start off with the Shahada, then we're going to talk, we talked about Salah, and now we're going to be talking a little bit about the concept of giving in Islam, the concept of Sadaqah, the concept of Zakat, the concept of, you know, being generous with your time, your money, your energy as a Muslim, and how that overall plays into the role of who you are as a Muslim in and of itself. And so let's start off, number one, first and foremost, with defining what it means to give, right? So I want to ask everybody the question. If you could describe what emotions go through you when you engage in charitable acts, what would it be? So I'll actually type it out here. What emotions go through you when you engage in charity? And this is something that I want everyone to kind of reflect over and to kind of engage in as a source of reflection throughout today's session. So what feelings, what emotions do you get when you engage in charity, when you give charity, when you give somebody your time, your effort, your attention? What emotions go through you? What happens to you as a person when you give sadaqah in your life? You know, how does it make you feel? And so I want everyone to kind of think about that as we go forward today. So the first thing that we have to ask ourselves is, in order to understand giving, in order to understand the idea of sadaqah, we have to understand the premise of blessings in Islam. We have to understand what blessings really are. There's a beautiful ayah in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he actually says, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. He says, if you tried to count the blessings of God, right? If you tried to count the blessings of Allah, you could never take them all in. Meaning you could never comprehend how many blessings of Allah there are in your life. And sometimes blessings are so that you almost sleep on them, right? Like, you know that they exist because you benefit from their existence. But you as a human being, as a fallible, forgetful person, we lack the ability to constantly and consistently remember the gifts that Allah has given us. So he says in the Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, that if you tried to count the blessings that Allah gave you in your life, you would not be able to, under any circumstances, be able to remember every single one of them. There may be certain things that you don't even consider that are blessings that are actually blessings in your life. And this is the beauty of this ayah, because this ayah actually alludes to the fact that there are things in your life that you would actually designate as difficulties, that you would actually title as hardships, as things that you struggle with, that things that are trials. But in reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these are actually blessings in your life. And then Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. Verily Allah, verily God is truly the most forgiving, the most merciful. And this is the idea of blessings, that if you were to count your blessings, right, in a day, the reality is, one of our teachers taught us from when we were really young, he would say that you would run out of hours in a day before you ran out of blessings to thank God for. Like, literally, you would run out of your time in a day. 24 hours, you would run out of it before you were able to actually cohesively thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every single blessing that you actually have in your life. And there's another very beautiful, beautiful testament to this, is that, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would say that there are two blessings that a human being is always negligent of. They're in a great loss of two blessings in their life. And these are things that are actually extensive blessings. So things that are always extensive or we're immersed in, sometimes we forget about. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that the two blessings that people are in great loss of, number one is good health, and number two is free time to do good, right? That like so many of us, we have moments in our life in which we benefit from directly, but because of our fallibility, because of our forgetfulness, we lose sight on the fact that those are gifts from God. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions that two of the greatest ones are your youth, the time in which you're young, a young person, because when you're young, you're very forgetful, right? When you're older, you become forgetful in a different way, but when you're older, you become more reflective. Because when you're young, you live in the now. You want to live here. You want to be present. And you forget about the fact that you're supposed to reflect over the things that Allah has given you in your life. And so the Prophet ﷺ, he says that youth, young age, is the number one thing that people are in great loss of in terms of a blessing. And number two is free time to do good. That they just pass by you and you don't realize how much of a blessing it really is in your life. And so the first thing that a believer, a mu'min, is supposed to do with their life is they're supposed to understand and appreciate the concept of blessing, because you cannot give if you don't believe you're blessed, right? We always say this, you know, being a student of knowledge, you always learn this. A person who does not have nourishment himself, not blessings. One of the greatest blessings is to be able to understand that you are blessed with different things in your life, that you are this and that, and family and food and air to breathe and words to speak and things to hear. And that makes you more generous person, because you know that he's given you so much. So who are you to withhold all of that from other people? And so that's the first thing we have to understand as believers, is that we're supposed to appreciate that we've been given a lot in our lives. And that's the first step into becoming a giving person as a Muslim, right? And so is giving a part of our faith? Now, this is a really big question, right? Can you be a Muslim and have kind of this difficulty giving, right? Having stinginess in your heart? There's actually a verse in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions, is in a very, very elementary, you could say, surah. A surah that a lot of people may have memorized because of its brevity. You know, Allah says, أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمِ وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. Right? They're stingy with the good that they're supposed to give to the orphans. وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. That they actually discourage other people from giving. They not only are stingy with their time and their resources, but they actually discourage other people. They say, oh yeah, don't worry about it, man. Like, it's not that big of a deal. You don't have to give to that. It's okay. Like, you know, we got time in our lives, so we can give at some other time. وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. So Allah actually warns the people that act like that, that you shouldn't be, you know, it's one thing to not give yourself, but to discourage others from giving is a whole different ballgame. So we're supposed to stay away from things that are along that line that Allah kind of warns us about. And so to understand, is giving a part of Islam, is a part of our faith, we have to understand what the word sadaqah really means. The word sadaqah is beautiful. It actually comes from the root letters sad, dal, and qaf. Sad, dal, and qaf. And these three root letters, actually, you may actually notice that they're very familiar to you. What does the root sad, dal, and qaf come in other words? It comes in the word siddiq, as-sadiq, right? Siddiq, which means trustworthy. It means truthful. It's a trust. It's the truth, right? This is why Abu Bakr was called Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Yes, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq was generous, but he was also truthful. And his name as-Siddiq was synonymous with all of those principles. And so when you talk about sadaqah, you have to understand in the plethora of the Arabic language and the wisdom of the Arabic language, there's a lot of beauty in the word of charity in and of itself. That charity does not just mean to give, right? We sometimes in Islam, unfortunately, what we do is we sometimes kind of water things down to just say, oh, it means to give, right? Sadaqah means to give. Zakat means like a tax that you pay, right? Salah means prayer. Islam means peace. No. These words in Islam are extensive. They mean a lot. And so the word sadaqah doesn't just mean to give in charity. It means to give a trust. It means to give something that's true. It means to give something that is a sidq, right? Something that is truthful, that is honest. That's what charity really means in Islam. And there's actually a beautiful ayah in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in Surah Al-Baqarah, which is the second chapter in the Quran. So, you know, a lot of people, when they first open up the book of Allah, they see Surah Al-Fatiha. And then as soon as you turn the page, you see Alif Lam Mim Dhalika Al-Kitabu La Rayba Fi. Allah says in the first couple of verses in Surah Al-Baqarah, he says, in Surah Al-Baqarah, he mentions this beautiful ayah. He says, He says, "Alladhina yu'minuna bil-ghaybi wa yuqimuna as-salata wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun." This verse is beautiful. It is amazing. "Alladhina yu'minuna bil-ghaybi wa yuqimuna as-salata wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun." I gotta break this verse down for everybody here. So the first thing Allah says, "Alladhina yu'minuna." He's saying those of you who are described as yu'minuna, you believe, right? Yu'minuna is actually present. So it's actually talking about the people who are currently believing. So you and I, we're under the category of yu'minuna. We're believing right now. We're actually in this state of belief right now. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaybi. You believe in the unseen. And a part of the unseen is actually Allah, right? You can't see Allah. You can feel Allah. You definitely know that Allah is in your life. But Allah is a part of something that we call ilm al-ghayb, which is the knowledge of the unseen. Allah is unseen. Allah does not show himself to us physically, right? And so the first thing that Allah mentions in this verse is those of you who believe in the unseen, you have to believe in Allah. You know, there's a lot of people in this world who, you know, we unfortunately strip the principle of spirituality and religion out of good things, right? So a lot of people nowadays will ask the question, like, why can't I just be a giving person and not believe in God? Why can't I just give donations and just give donations for the sake of giving donations? There's nothing wrong with that, right? Is it okay to have the intention of helping people as you give donations? 100% it is. 100% it is. 100% you can give somebody money, or you can give somebody time, or you can give somebody a resource, you can give somebody a smile or a salam. And just for the sake of them, to say, you know, I love you, I want to help you, I want to give a part of my blessings to you as a sense of unselfishness, 100% you can do that. But Allah says that if you want the true reward, you have to understand the background of giving. أَلَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. That the first part of giving is accepting that you're giving for something other than yourself. أَلَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. You know that phrase, fi sabilillah, that a lot of people talk about? This is fi sabilillah. That I'm giving first and foremost because it does not satiate my desire to feel good about myself, right? Because one of the things that a lot of people, one of the reasons why we give is that it makes us feel good, right? I mean, I've talked extensively about, you know, to different people about this, that when I give charity, I feel good about myself. When I give that $50 donation at the message donation box, I feel good about myself. When I click, like, you know, do you want to add an extra dollar to your groceries to send a package of fruits to like this poor impoverished part of the world? It feels good. You know, and it satiates our feeling of goodness. You know, we start to think, oh my God, I'm actually a good person here. And Allah tells us that that's not your objective. Your objective is not to make yourself feel better. That's not why you're giving. Everything we do is always for the sake of Allah. When you look at even the idea of siyam, of fasting, which we'll talk about inshallah next month, the idea of fasting, why do you fast? You know, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba alal ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. You don't fast because it makes you skinnier.
You don't fast immediately because it helps you sympathize with people who don't have food like you do. You fast لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ so that you can become closer to God. That's the reason why we do what we do. It's not because, oh, I want to sympathize with people that are poor and people that are hungry. Yes, that's a great feeling. That's a great feeling. You're sympathizing, you're empathizing, you're making yourself, you're putting yourself in the shoes of people who have less than you. 100% that's good. But if you strip away لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, then all that stuff doesn't have meaning behind it. All that stuff doesn't have meaning behind it. That's why a Muslim, a believer, a submitter, does things for the sake of Allah that will transcend any sort of feeling that they receive as a human being, right? So أَلَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, and then you follow up your belief in Allah by praying. Talk is cheap. Talk is cheap. And we say this all the time that, you know, as a person, you know, to give money to see those smiles on people's faces when you give to them, it makes you feel good. But talk is cheap. Are you backing up your beautiful deeds by those private moments with Allah by yourself? Are you backing up your deeds of giving and philanthropy and unselfishness and whatever you want to call it with those private moments to the divine? Is that what you're doing? So Allah says, أَلَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ. And then finally, after يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ, وَمِمَّا رَزَقُنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And this verse translates out to, or this part of the verse translates out to, and they give out of what we have given them. We give, and they give out of what we have given them. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Thus giving us a fundamental lesson in the realm of giving. In the realm of giving. وَمِمَّا رَزَقُنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, that your giving ultimately has to do with you understanding that it isn't yours to begin with. وَمِمَّا رَزَقُنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, those who give from what Allah has given them. You know, there's a big problem that we have with the human mind, where we think that when we give to somebody, we're giving what we have accumulated ourselves with our hard-earned money, right? Like when somebody asks for charity, we're like, you know what, like I'll give to you. You know, I had a great bonus this past month, and you know, I got a raise this last year, and you know, I'm feeling good about myself, so I'm gonna give you some of my hard-earned money. In Islam, that's not the way we think when we give. When we give, we're thinking that Allah has actually given us something as almost like a loan. Allah has given us something almost in the likes of like a gift that He has let us borrow, and He wants to see what we do with that gift. So when Allah gives us that blessing, you know, whether it's money, whether it's time, whether it's resources, whether it's, you know, X or Y or Z, that stuff was not mine to begin with. You know, that you know, Allah has given me a small sum of something in my life that was a blessing, and He took it away from me because He knew that that wasn't mine to begin with. So وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ means that we appreciate the fact that Allah gave us something, and He wants to see what good we can do with it. It's not supposed to be kept for you. Miserly about, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions miserliness in so many parts of the Quran. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ أَلَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدًا, right? Allah says that in the Quran, Surah Al-Humazah. أَلَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدًا. You acquire wealth. أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرُ. أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ, that surah in the Quran, I believe it's surah 102. أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ, those who basically compete in amassing wealth. أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ, all they do is try to accumulate wealth. You know, Imam Ghazali says something very beautiful about wealth, by the way. Very profound, and I want everyone to kind of pay attention to this. Imam Ghazali, one time he said about wealth, he said, what is money besides the value you gave to it? He said, what is money besides the value that you gave to it? Right? Gold, silver. you know, that paper that's printed on dollar, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, whatever you want to call it. What you take away the quality you gave to a piece of paper, right? If you give a baby, you know, $101 bills, right? $101 bills, and you gave that baby $20 bills, you know that the $20 is worth much more than the $101 bill, right? So why would a baby actually be more, you know, more likely to go for the $101 bills? It looks bigger, it looks better, it looks massive. So I want to go towards that. So how do we know that the $20 bills is worth more? Because we gave it value. So sought after because human nafs, because the human nafs wants to go after it. We tell ourselves gold is valuable, silver is valuable, platinum is valuable, thousands of dollars are valuable. Imam Ghazali goes, what is the value of money other than what you gave to it? It's nothing. It's nothing. So give it away sometimes. Don't allow your heart to be attached to it. Because when your heart is attached to it, hatta zurtumul maqabir, you'll realize when you get to the grave that you can't take that stuff with you. You can't take that stuff with you. It's going to end at one point in your life, right? And there's only a couple of things that the Prophet ﷺ, he taught us in his tradition that will actually stay with you after you pass away. There's a couple of things only that after you pass away, after you're done with this life, it will suffice you even after you die. Number one is sadaqah jariyah, ongoing charity. And we'll talk about that later on in an episode later this month. But sadaqah jariyah, something that's continuous. Another is knowledge that you teach people, because knowledge continues to give. Knowledge continues to teach other people. And another thing is rightful children that make dua for you once you pass. And golden go away after a period of time. There are only a couple of things that actually last with you. There are only a couple of things that stay with you. And so the Prophet ﷺ wants to kind of teach us that principle. And so there's a very beautiful hadith, by the way. Very, very beautiful hadith in the life of the Prophet ﷺ, where he tells us that giving in Islam, a charity is due for every joint in each person on every day the sun comes up. That charity is due for every joint inside of a person until the sun comes up. Okay, every day when the sun comes up. To act justly between two people is charity. To help a man with his mount, meaning like to help a man get on his horse is charity. Meaning like, and this is to translate out to like helping somebody get in their car or carrying groceries, you know, out of the grocery store to them, to their trunk, right? Lifting him onto his horse and his belongings onto his horse is charity. A good word is charity. Removing something harmful from the road is charity. The Prophet ﷺ, he says this, that charity can be given in several different ways, right? So charity is actually number one. We take this lesson from this hadith that charity is actually a responsibility on people. That giving is actually a responsibility on people. That those who have less than us have a right to our charity. That the people who have less than us actually have a right to the things that we're supposed to give them. That if you're driving around town and mashallah, Allah has blessed you with this and that and you know this bounty and that bounty and this gift and that gift, it's actually incumbent upon you, it's a responsibility upon you to give that away to people that have less than you. That's number one. Number two is that charity can be given in several forms. Don't just limit charity to money. A lot of us, sometimes we always limit charity to money. We say, oh, what dollar amount can I give? What dollar can I give to this person? How much money can I donate to that cause? How much of this can I give? It's not about how much. The Prophet ﷺ, he says, even a good word is charity. Removing something harmful from the road is charity. That has no dollar figure. Removing something harmful on the road does not cost 20 bucks. It causes your energy. It causes your care. It causes it warrants your attention. That's what it requires of you. So charity, sadaqah, is not always something that you have to give in terms of monetary value. It's something that means more than that sometimes. And we have to stop limiting ourselves to this idea that if I don't have money, I don't have anything to give. That's completely wrong. It's backwards. It's backwards. That means that people that Allah has not blessed with money can't give anything. That's not true. Some of the most generous people in my life that I know are people that don't have as much money as other people do. Why? Because they give their time. They give their resources. They give their attention. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a man who lived very, very modestly. He did not have much money to give. And he admitted this in his life. He admitted this in his life that he did not have much to give. But you know what he did give? He gave his attention to people. He gave his time to people. He gave his energy to people. And that was his charity. He gave himself to people. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. That we have not created you except to be a mercy upon mankind. That was his charity to people. So charity can be given in different ways. Don't ever undermine your ability to give because it may not be the same way that somebody else gives. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us because this is something that is so important. And we hope inshallah that this kicks off a beautiful month of reflection over the topic of sadaqah, over the topic of giving, over the topic of being generous. Inshallah, this month we have a beautiful, beautiful curriculum planned out for Mondays and Wednesdays where we're going to be taking the concept of charity. We're going to be talking about zakat, about purifying your wealth. We're going to be talking about sincerity when it comes to giving. We're going to be talking a little bit about the different components of what it means to give and how you should feel when you give, the reward of those who give, all those different things. What is sadaqah jariyah? What is ongoing charity? What qualifies as something that continues on? We're going to be talking about, inshallah, a lot of those beautiful reflections as we continue on with this month. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us, and we ask one of you for joining in this reflection today. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our journey on this endeavor as we talk about this beautiful topic in the realm of giving. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept any good that's come from us and forgive us for any of our mistakes and our shortcomings. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Jazakallahu khairan. Thank you guys so much. I apologize a little bit for the choppiness of the feed today. I'm actually in, you can tell I'm not in my home office. I'm actually in a, you know, a location that, alhamdulillah, we here at Roots have been given out of, by the way, out of the goodness of someone's heart talking about giving. One of our beautiful community members actually has given us to use this beautiful space here for programming throughout the week, whether it's Monday night heart work or Thursday night soul food. So we look forward to seeing you guys. If you're in college right now, come visit us, inshallah. This new location, we'll drop the flyer soon for y'all. And inshallah, we'll see you guys during the week. And we'll see you guys, inshallah, on Wednesday for the episode 2 of the 5 series. And inshallah, we'll see you guys throughout the rest of the week. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you so much for joining us today.